Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you do the building. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute, in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets, shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter.'" When Jesus left, the scribes and Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him, and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say. The Gospel of the Lord. Many people these days enjoy people watching, where they'll find a seat at a roadside cafe or a bench at the mall and watch the parade of humanity pass by. Sometimes you try to guess what two people are discussing as they walk along, or maybe why a child is crying, or where people are going. For me personally, I love to student watch at Immaculate Conception School or Trinity Junior High. One thing I've noticed is that children often evince the traits of their parents. They walk like their dad. They laugh like their mom. They go hunting like their dad. They play football like their older brother. They bake pies like their mother. You know, a good teacher can tell in 2 minutes whether a student comes from a stable, loving home or an unstable, abusive home. You know, I'll never forget once Bishop Sartin observed that I laugh like my older brother. He said, "When I laugh, I sort of bend over as I laugh." And I immediately responded, mildly offended to be compared to my older brother, saying, "No, I don't." The bishop smiled. "But of course, that's exactly how I laugh. And now every time I laugh, I remember the good bishop's comment and my own glaring lack of self-awareness." Apparently, the bishop enjoyed not only people watching, but also priests watching. In the gospel today, Jesus is doing some Pharisee watching. But he's pointing out family traits that are very troublesome. He says, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed." Then he goes on, "Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you do the building." In other words, just like Bishop Sartin helped me see a family resemblance in how I laugh like my brother, so Jesus helps the Pharisees see a family resemblance in how they hate and oppose the prophets like their ancestors did. And how did the Pharisees respond when Jesus said that? Just like I did. No, we don't. But everyone else who was Pharisee watching with Jesus could see exactly what Jesus was talking about. And so can we. One of the most fascinating things about people watching is how easily we can see things in others that they are completely oblivious to in themselves. My friends, today, take a little time to do some people watching. But don't watch other people, or school students, or priests, or Pharisees. Rather, watch yourself. Today, try to be more self-aware and notice how and why and where and what you yourself do. One effective way to do this is by studying your parents closely and realizing that many of their faults and failings you too have inherited. Just like many of their skills and successes are also found in you. This can also serve, by the way, as a useful examination of conscience and help you to see your sins. If your parents are argumentative and confrontational, you may be too. If your parents abuse drugs and alcohol, you may too. If your parents are overly worried about public perception and keeping up with the Joneses, you may too. You know, many children grow up declaring defiantly, "I'll never be like my parents." Whenever I hear a young person say that, I remember when Archbishop Sarton heard me say that, and I smile. And I think, yeah, good luck with that. Praise be to Jesus Christ.